Okay, we're learning Tzaras Mema'enes. The Gemara, when we finish the Gemara, let's try to sum up what we have, what yedias we have here in the Gemara. Yedia l'maisa by Miyun. First thing is Shmuel. Shmuel said Tzaras Mema'enes Asura. Okay, she said that the Tzara of someone who does Miyun is Asur. That member of Shmuel is not lahalacha. We're going to have on the top of the Amid Beis Rabbi Yechanan, who argues, and we paskin tzaras meme'enes is mutter. So as a matter of halacha, we don't paskin tzaras meme'enes asura. We have here a machlaikis amirat. The next memra is miyana b'zeh muteres b'zeh. Okay, that we do paskin like. It's also a machlaikis amirat. Later on, daf kuv zayin. But we pask in miyana b'zeh muteres b'zeh. So that's one thing we know. So let's just try to digest what we know. We know, in a case of Yibum, where a ketana falls to Yibum, and she does miyan to one brother, whatever that means. I told you yesterday, I'm not sure what it means. You do miyan to one brother. Miyan is miyan. But whatever it means, you did miyan l'zeh, you did miyan to one brother. Muteres l'zeh, she'll let her get married to the other brothers. What about getting married to the one she did miyun to that one himself? So that's also the one you did miyun to. Rashi says niris keishas ach, shalom ruach mitzvah, and therefore it's also. So therefore, we have one yediyah lahalacha miyana b'zeh muteres b'zeh. That's something that comes out of this gemara. Then we have the Tani Rami Bar Yecheskel, which is also the halacha. What did Rami Bar Yecheskel say? Miyano bibal muteres la'aviv, biyavam asura la'aviv. He makes a gezeira. What's the gezeira? If you do miyun to a yavam, you're not allowed to marry that yavam's father. Min ha'tayra is no shayla. Miyun is oikr l'mafreya, it's like nothing ever happened. It's gezeira d'rabbanan nira kakalasai. So we have here in the Gemara two memris that are lahalacha. One is akula, miyun abezeh muteres bezeh. If you do miyun to one brother, she's allowed to marry the other brothers. And one chumra, that miyun Miyana to a woman, Miyana biyavam, asura la'aviv. You're asa to the father. So let's melt the two cases together. You have one case, a woman does miyun. You have a woman who falls to yibum. She does miyun. So she wants to know, what are the rules? Who am I allowed to marry? So we tell her, you're not allowed to marry. You see this fellow you did yibum to? You can't marry his father, because people think it's your father-in-law. You could marry his brothers, because there's no Isser. So what's the obvious question? When you take the two, there are two members of halacha in this whole piece of Gemara Miyun. Right? One member is Miyun al-Lazeh, Muteres l'zeh. If a woman does Miyun to a Yavam, it's mutter to marry the brothers. And the other one is, if you do Miyun to somebody, you're not allowed to marry her father, his father. There seems to be some inherent contradiction there. This is one lady, she did miyun to one fellow, right? She felt the yibum, she did miyun now to the fellow. However you learned the lumbus, however you want to explain it. We're telling her, you did miyun to him, you're not allowed to marry the father, people think you're related. You're allowed to marry the brother. Why? People also think you're related. What's enough gemina? Marry the father, marry the brothers. This is the Ramban's kasha on Daf Kuv Zayin. Yeah. People are going to think. So the Ramban answers that, what are you worried about? She did miyun to one, and you're worried they're going to say, you say, if you marry her father, you'll think it's your father-in-law. If you married a brother, I think it's a brother-in-law. The brother-in-law is a mitzvah. If the people are going to think What are they going to think? They're going to think, Miyun is not Oika, the original marriage. Miyun is just this guy. I don't want him. It's just against this person. So they're going to think the original marriage is still there. So you asa to the father, the person you did Miyun to. But to the brothers, you mutter, because if people are going to make a mistake, they'll think it's Yibum. So what's the problem? So it turns out. The one you did me into, because it looks like you are Ika. People are going to think you are Ika the Zika. Once you are Ika the Zika, but not the first marriage. So that means it's your brother in law, Shalai B'Makam Mitzvah. We're afraid people are going to understand Miyun is an Akira of your relationship with him, not with the original husband. That's what the Ramban says. Right? You're rejecting him. If there's no Zika to him, then there's no Mitzvah.
That's for the first one because of Miyun. Make her identity from the first brother.
Which Iker Adin. It's also Gzera Drabana.
Maybe you want to learn the Gzera, but it's still the Iker Adin. Yeah,
so but I'm just learning like Rashi learns. I'm just reading Rashi.
It's not
sure
that people are
going to
think that Miyun is a way, it's not
sure
that people are
going to
think that Miyun is a way of asking to one person, not the other person. People, the chash is that people will not hear that she did Miyun, or they won't know that she did Miyun.
They're going to think Miyun is Iker the Zika alone. People are going to think that me, if I do me into this person, I'm being like this person, not the original wedding. I'm okalei lezika, so she's a zayishasach. This is the way the Ramban learns. Now, we have to ask ourselves the following question. A person can have a lot of different relatives. The Gemara only talks about two relatives. Okay, we have a lady, she did miyun to this brother-in-law. Her husband died, she's a katana. She did miyun to this one brother. Now, this brother has got a ton of relatives, a big family. His father, aser. They're going to think you're related. Brothers, mutter. So you say, why are brothers mutter? They'll say it's even. What about other relatives? Other relatives not mentioned here in the Gemara. Are they going to be like the father? Or are they going to be like the brother? They can be like the father in Osir because of what it looks like. It looks like you're related to him. That's why we ask for the father. Or is it going
to
be like the brothers? Dearest Kekalasa, you did Miyun to one. Okay, they happen to have the same father, right? They happen to have the same father. So the question now is, if they have a mutual uncle or a mutual nephew, the person's not allowed to get married to a nephew, is there an issa also? What? Really, she doesn't, because the Miyun was like it was like the original wedding. Okay, you're going with the Rif's Shita. That's okay. Hold on a second. Here, so we'll stick with the Ramban. Whether it's a mitzvah or a heter, I didn't mean to get into that at the moment. Again, I'm asking a very simple question. We have two members in the Gemara. A woman does miyun to a man, also to the father, looks like your father-in-law. It's not really the father-in-law, he did miyun, but it looks like a father-in-law. Miyun to the other brothers is mutter. What about other relatives? According to the Ramban, other relatives are also aser. Because really, all relatives are aser. Miyun abizeh, it's nira ke kalasai, and it's nira ke every other relative that's an iser in the Torah. Just, there's a special kulan. Me and Abizem, Muteris and brothers, it's a special kula. Why is that special kula? Because the brothers, it looks like Yibum, it looks like a mitzvah. So that's the way it turns out according to the Ramban. Again, we have two dinim in the Gemara. The question is, what about the cases in between the two dinim? So we're saying the Gezerah, Nerika, Kalasi, Gezerah on all relatives, looks like a relative. The exception is me and Abizem, Muteris to the other relatives, because the other relatives are just like Kanira ke Kalasai, it's Nira ke nephew, Nira ke everything else. That's how the Ramban learns up the Gemara. The Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Yud Zayin, says, he brings our Gemara, Meme'enes biyavam asura la'aviv, Shnira ke Kalasai. That's easy, it's a Gemara. If you do me into one man, you're not allowed to marry his father, because it looks like you're the daughter-in-law from the marriage. Aval l'shar kroivav muteres. The Rambam says all other kroivim are mutter. The iser of nira kekalasai, if you do mean to somebody, you usher to the father-in-law is dafka the father-in-law, not all other relatives. Doesn't Shen Rambam? In other words, the Rambam is learning that when it says in the Gemara, Mi'ena b'zeh muteres b'zeh, it's not only brothers-in-law, it's all other relatives. You do mi'en to someone, you can marry all the relatives of this person, all the relatives of the first husband, you are ikka the original wedding. Mi'ena b'zeh, you're mutter to marry every single person, except of course him. And the father-in-law, nirka kalasa. Other relatives you're allowed to marry. That's the Rambam Shita, not like the Rambam. Now, first of all, how do we explain in Svara? In Svara, what's the difference? She does mian to somebody. She can't marry the father, looks like a father-in-law. She could marry the other relative, the nephew. How many relatives are there? And she could marry the nephew because, or the brother through the sister, the brother through the mother, no yibum. You're allowed to marry the brother through the mother when they don't make gzeira. In other words, for all relatives, we say, yeah, me and the zaiker, you're not related. Special din by a father-in-law that we say we make gzeira. So I don't know exactly, but it seems the Rambam holds that a father-in-law is unique, it's in a close relationship, and it's more nearer. People can make mistakes. With a father-in-law, people will make mistakes. Nearer kekalosai is more father-in-law. Daughter-in-law is it's such a close relationship, people are going to make a mistake. All other relatives, not. So we have here machlokes rishayim halacha lemaisa. When a woman does mian to a man, not to her husband, to her yavam, a woman does mian when she falls to yibum, what do we ask her? Rambam says only a father-in-law. So it's a unique relationship. We're afraid nirka kalasai. The Rambam, the Rashba says the same thing. The Rambam says no. We ask so all relatives. Only the brothers-in-law are mutter because it looks like Ibum, so we're not worried. People are going to make a mistake. They'll think it's Ibum. Really, it's not Ibum. Really, you are Eichel and Afreya, but people are going to think it's Ibum, so what? It's mutter anyway. So here we have one Mechlekes Rishayim and Agamara, the Rambam on the one side, and the other Rishayim on the other side. Yesterday, I mentioned to you a second Mechlekes Rishayim. The din of miyam bezeh, mutter bezeh. It was also a machlekes to Rambam, against the Rif and the Rash. The Rambam said that miyano bezeh muteres bezeh means, if you do miyam to one brother, you're perfectly okay, you can marry any other brother you like. There's no issue, you can marry them. The Rif and Rash said, no. It means if you do me into one, you do yibum v'chalitza to the other brothers. And yesterday we asked, how does that work? If you did me, how can you do yibum v'chalitza? So we had Rav Shach's explanation of the way it works. But at the end of the day, they're arguing in Taitcha the Gemara. Miyum b'zeh, uteres b'zeh. The Rambam said it means simple Taitch. If you do me into one, you mutter to the other relatives. The Rif and the Rosh Taitch, miyum b'zeh, mutter b'zeh, means that you're mutter to the other ones. It means there's a mitzvah yibum b'chalitza to the other ones. So that was the machlokes we had yesterday. Taich miyam b'zeh muteres b'zeh. The Beis Shmuel in Siman Kufayin Gimel Sivkat Yud Ches says that one machlokes is the result of the other. These two machlokes are matoli zeh b'zeh because the Rambam held that all relatives are mutter. All relatives are mutter stam. He only made it there by kalasai. All other relatives are mutter. So he was free to teach the Gemara pashu shat. Yim bezeh, mutter bezeh. What is mutter bezeh? All relatives, you mutter kalasai. We make it there. Everybody else, the simple teach mutter bezeh doesn't mean even b'chalitz. Simple teach mutter bezeh means that you're mutter legarmi to everybody else. But the Rif and the Rosh were bothered, they learned the other way. They learned, in the aside of the Gemara, they learned the Gezerah of Kalasai is by all relatives. The Gezerah of Kalasai is a Gezerah by everybody. So it bothered them, the Ramban's Kasha. It bothered the Rif. What's going on here? We make a gezeirah on everybody and all relatives that it looks like your relative when you do miyun. So they are kalosis lav dafka. It's all relatives. So how could it be a mutter to the brothers? Why muteris bizeh? So to answer that kasha, the Rif and Rush answered not like the Ramban. They understood miyun bizeh mutter bizeh means that there's a mitzvah of yibum to the other ones. There's a mitzvah of yibum v'chalitza to the other ones. There's an emistika mitzvah to the other brothers. They learned that way l'shitasam, because they had this shita, this havana, that the gezeira of kalasai is a gezeira to all relatives. Gezeira to all relatives, why are you being mad to the brother? The Ramban has his teretz. The Rif said, no, we make gezeira to all brothers. If we say muteris bezeh, it must be it's a case of yibum v'chalitza. If it wouldn't be a case of machlitza, we wouldn't be a makir. So what comes out is that the Rambam and the Rif argue in Taich, in the Gemara, in two nekudas. Mi'en abezeh, muteris bezeh. The Rambam holds muteris bezeh as mutter to all relatives. You do mi'en to one yavam, you're mutter to all relatives. The exception is kalasai with his example. You're mutter to every path. If the Rush learned, Mi'en abezeh muteris bezeh is a special din by brother-in-law, and that matchik really, it's not the simple taich of the Gemara, that muteris bezeh means you could still do yibum to this. But this taka mitzvah of yibum?
I feel like it's yibum, it's based on the gezer. Someone says a gezer that's also to everyone. So based on that gezer, and that's the mitzvah of yibum?
That's a case where there is no gezer. In other words, normally we make gezer on all relatives. So why did we not make a gezer by the brothers? We'll explain why there's no gezer.
What's the gezer? It's really just mutter. We're making gezer, that's just possible.
By all other relatives is exer of Nirika Kalasai.
Right, so really she's mutter.
Minatari she's mutter, Midrabana she's us. We ask all relatives Midrabana.
So here there's no reason to make exer.
So here, there is a reason to make exer. It's Nirika brother-in-law. So what does it mean with Teres Bezeh? If the miyun was a real miyun, and there's no mitzvah yibam anymore, so then it's Nirika like his brother-in-law. Yishasach shalad maka mitzvah. They don't say the Ramban's Teres. So why weren't Chazal Geyser? Makes sense, there should be exer. Why weren't they geyser? So they learned what teres bezeh means, that there's actually a mitzvah yibum. If there's a mitzvah yibum, there's no reason to make exer.
Where's the mitzvah coming from? If we just
the mitzvah is coming from the original Torah. But all the craving is not having mean there should be a mitzvah. Sivim is only a brother.
I agree with the French here from two different people. Here is mitzvah, here is no mitzvah, here is shetam, here.
Well, we do that always. We always say there's only a mitzvah yibum to a brother-in-law, there's no mitzvah yibum to a father-in-law. Right? Yibum is always the only brothers-in-law. Right? So, there's no yibum to a father-in-law.
If the whole child of Xavier is that she's not married, that she was never married, and she's not married, and Xavier pushes that marriage, thinking that she's like she's married, so how can you touch up that only that was saying there isn't like she was married, and she's not like a lamafre?
Well, we had, it's not Sicer child. So, we had the explanation yesterday that it's a miyun like a miyun, but tonight, if you're going to marry me, then there'll be miyun. But the emes is not a miyun. The explanation we had yesterday of the Rav Shita, that was Rosh Hashanah's explanation. We're going with that explanation. If you don't like the explanation, the taka doesn't stem. You need some other explanation. We're working with the way we explained the Gemara yesterday. A continuation of that. Alright, this is the Payotze of the Sugya of miyun according to his explanation. Now, yesterday I mentioned to you the Rav Chaim. I just, those of you who heard of the concept of the Kana L'Bala Mafreya in the past were comfortable with what I said. I know not everybody was clear on what I was saying, so I'd like just to explain the idea of the Reb Chaim just one more time. It should be clear, because whenever you talk about Miyun and the Yeshiva Shatayra, it always comes down to this Reb Chaim's side. Again, Minatayra, you can't marry a ketana. If the father's not marrying a roth, you can't marry a ketana. Midrabanan, you can marry a ketana, but she has a right to do miyun. Now, let us talk about a non-yibum case, ordinary, simple case. I'm going to ask you a question. You have here a ketana whose mother or brother married her to Ruvein. No yibum, Ruvein is alive and well, he's going to live by Arichas Yom. The girl comes to age 12, and she says, you know, I don't like you. I don't want to stay married to you. I'm opting out of this marriage. So she gets out of the marriage. I'm going to ask you a shayla. Does she get a ksuba? When she got married, she was 11 years old. The husband wrote her a ksuba. They had a wedding. The husband wrote her a ksuba. Now she's turning 12. She says, you know, I'm a mine. I'm not interested. I want to get out of here. I'm going home to my mother. So she goes back home to her mother. Does she get a ksuba?
No.
No. Everyone agrees she doesn't get a ksuba, huh? Everyone agrees she shouldn't get a ksuba. Why doesn't she get a ksuba? What's the reason? Explain. Why not?
Not just that I'm married. You can't get a ksuba if you will live with me to the end. You will get a ksuba if I will die.
Because that's not what I meant when I wrote you a ksuba. Does everyone agree with that? What does it say in the ksuba?
It's when he sends her.
So it says when he sends her. Very good. Does everybody agree with that explanation? Why don't you get a ksuba? So what's being said is, the reason you don't get a ksuba is because he's not being laitziha. So everyone's saying, wonderful. Everyone's saying, why don't you get a ksuba? Because she's the one that went out against his will. He didn't send her. Actually, when he dies, he also didn't send her. But she didn't choose it. She didn't do it. So you know something? You're 100% right. That's what Rashi says in Bava Metzia. I think it's in the Samach, Samach Zayin maybe, where it talks about Memenis doesn't get a ksuba. Rashi says, because she went out against his will. What's she going to get a ksuba for? She's the one that walked down on him. She doesn't get a ksuba. I'll ask you a question. We have an idea that Miyun is Eichel Lemafreya. Rashi says so here in the whole Sugya Beferish. That Miyun is Eichel, the original Kedushin. Why is everybody here, including Rashi, saying you don't get a ksuba because you went out against his will? What do you mean? You don't get a ksuba because you were never married to him. You were never married to him in the first place. What did Miyun say? Miyun was saying is Eichel Lemafreya. It makes that you were never married in the first place. If you were never married in the first place, so of course you don't get a ksuba. He wrote the ksuba because he thought he's marrying you. Turns out Lemafreya you're not married. So why should you get a ksuba? Why should you get a ksuba? Me and Isaac Lemafreya, that's what I thought everybody here would say.
It's
a shtar chayv. If I write a shtar chayv and you never lend me the money, so I don't have to pay him. Shtar chayv says that I owe you money, but you never gave me the money. Let me ask you, let's say they signed a ksuba right before the chasna. That's what they do, right before the chuppah. Signed a ksuba. The chalila, it happens such a thing that after they signed the ksuba, she doesn't show up at the chuppah. She skips town. You have to pay the ksuba. He's mechayiv himself. Teretz Yisrael mechayiv himself, we get married. Mechayiv himself to his wife. There's no wife. Miyun makes that there's no wife. Teretz is Reb Chaim's side. That Miyun is not Oiker Lemafreya that they were never married. It's Oiker that from now on it's like they were never married. From age 12 and on, it's Ki'ilu they were never married in the first place. But during that year, they were married. The B.S. he did were not B.S. Nos. They were married. Just now, there's a kayach after you turn 12, or right before you turn 12, a woman could be Oiker, the original Chasnas. I'll give you a marshal. I'm not talking a case of Yavam. I'm talking a regular case of me and by your husband. I wasn't talking. I'll tell you, they bring a raya from this also. Rashi says, Hari Kumafuta. What does that mean? It means all the times they live together, it's like he talked her into it. So I ask you a question. In the Birchas Avram, on Ksubis, I don't remember which staff, the Birchas Avram, he has the following kasha. If you say Hari Kumafuta, what does that mean? He got married, she was 11. He lived with her for a year. Right before her 12th birthday, she's my mind, she's out. Now he was boiled her during this year. If you're mefata a katana, what's the din? Somebody talks a katana into bia, you have to pay a knas. Pita katana oinisu. You have to pay a knas. So let me ask you, if the Edumian, does he now have to pay a knas for all the times that he was bayil her beforehand? L'chayre, Mian is Eichel HaMafreya. They were never married. And all these times, he was mefata her, he was mefata, it should be in Pita Ketara Aynes, so he should have to pay more, well, not only Pita, he should have to pay the Knas of an Aynes. Why does he have to pay the Knas of an Anusa? No one in the right mind would say that you pay a Knas. Why not? It seems. Because it's not Eichel HaMafreya Mamish, it's Eichel HaMafreya Mekana Laba. Let me give you another marshal to this idea. What? Would he be chayiv misa? He can't be chayiv misa because it was only his karv midrabanan. So I'm avoiding the point of your question by doing it. I'll give you an example. Let's say you're megayer a cotton, right? The halacha is that if you have a parents are Megayer, you're Megayer the cotton also. Cotton has no das, you Megayer him. As you know, when he turns 13, he becomes bar mitzvah. He has a right to say, I want out. So I'm going to ask you a question. I have such a person, lives across the avenue, lives across on East 19th Street. There's such a family. They're Megayer, and they're Megayer the ketanim with them. Ketanois in this case, and one cotton. They're Megayer. They're going to come to my house. Should I let these kids pour my wine? I'm not mavushal wine. Should I let them pour the wine? L'chaira, I have to be very careful. What's going to happen? This child, he's going to pour my wine, or he'll cook. I'll consider Bishul Yisrael. Maybe when the child turns 12 or 13, as the case may be, the child will say, I want out, I'm not interested. It'll turn out, l'mafreya, he was never a Jew. It'll come out that my pots, I let him cook in my kitchen, all the food is bishalakim, l'mafreya. All the wine is yayinesa l'mafreya. Huh? What do you say? Tahara, no? What is this tali in? It's tali in, and my point is not to tell you something that was geiris, but to tell you the taich of l'mafreya mekana laba. What does it mean? If you learn Pashup Shat, later he can be Begalul Mafreya, it wasn't a schus. That's what Taisa says in Ksubis. If he says, I don't want, we thought it's a schus for him, he's Begalul, it's not a schus. If you learn from Mafreya, then it's true. He's a Gaila Mafreya. We thought it's a schus for him. He's saying it's not. Aishus, all the wine is Nessa Yain Akum, all the cooking is Bishal Akum. It's a problem. If you hold Rav Chaim's idea, if you hold it, applies to Geirus, that it's only l'mafreya mekana laba. What does that mean? It means that b'shas ma'isa, I had a right to consider him a yid. I had a right to consider his cooking, yiddish cooking. Now, when he turns 13 and he's oiker, he says it was never a schus for me, mekana laba, I consider him a guy. Does that mean I consider him a guy l'mafreya? I'll tell you a secret. When we do a bris on this child, we make a bracha. We make a bracha. If somebody is megayer with a 5-day-old child, 5-day-old child, or not even a 5-day-old child, even he's megayer with a 10-year-old child, we do a bris. We make a bracha. How do we make a bracha? Later, l'mafrei, it'll turn out it's a bracha l'matala. If we understand that it's l'mafrei of a kana laba, meaning that when he was 10 and 11, we had a right to assume he's a yid. Later, when he's Megala Mafreya, it only takes effect, Mekana Laba, meaning. You can't have a person who's a Yid and he becomes a guy, no such thing. So you can't tell me he's a Yid, and when he's Memay and he becomes a guy. Can't be. A Yid can't become a guy. Except there's a Marshan Defter Zayin we're going to get to that says differently. And at the end of this parak, I'm just showing you we're going to have other Inyana besides Yivam is still to come in the parak. There's a Machlais Marshan the Marshal. Marshal says it's shy of such a thing. For a yid to become a guy, but everyone disagrees. A guy, yid can't become a guy. So therefore, the only way to explain it, how can we make a bracha to bris, is to have such a concept that it's l'mafreya mekana laba. You understand the concept? that there's an idea that it's from Afreya, but it's not negeya to halachas that happened then. It's only negeya to halachas that happened from now and on.
So today we're dining off the pot, but he cooked them.
I consider Bishul Yisrael.
No, but Shabbos is cooked as Gilad in there because
good.
You're not the chayish. Once he's dining off the pot now, that's the term kalavore.
It's similar to what you asked yesterday. Yeah. That Bishatai, I consider him a yid. But now I should pretend he was a guy, and the pat from now on should be awesome. So for Bruch Levatol, you have no question. So that was over. The pat, you have a need. Or if I have wine left over. Okay. You have a question.
So
maybe you're right.
Danning it up now.
Yeah, but you see, Ksuba is different. Ksuba, I could say they were married for a year. Now I'm saying, for that year, they had a right to consider themselves married. Now I'm saying, whatever's in the gap from now on, then they weren't married. So therefore, what? So therefore, maybe she's entitled to Ksuba.
He's got to be balled out because
it's not my favorite time. But Ksuba is not. All right, but from Rashi, who said the other reason, that it's a work system. What I'm trying to do is explain the idea of Makanel Abalam Afreya. Ikra comes up in Sechtes Nedarim. By Nedarim, if you're Ikra Afreya, you're Ikra Makanel Abalam. It's the same type of thing. All right, on Sunday, we're going to learn Tzaraseilinis, which we spoke a little about. I'd like you to look up, there's a difference in halacha. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Ayin Beis, Sif Aleph, Paskin's Tzaraseilinis, Sifta Zayin, it passed in Saras Akara. Sunday, we're going to try to understand the difference between an alienist and an Akara. An alienist is someone who was born unable to have children. An Akara is someone who was Nekar, later can't have children. L'chayra, they should be the same. Ashatele should be the same. So there is Sifta Zayin, the Gra brings the Machlekes Rishayinim. So it's just something to look. In Yitzhak Shem Sunday, we already spoke about alienists on Gimel Amid Beis. We'll try to go through it fairly quickly, but that's sort of the next thing on the agenda.